This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Proud Canadian comedy legend Norm MacDonald passed away after battling cancer secretly for almost a decade at age 61 yesterday. And all of us here on the Taz and Jim program, big Norm MacDonald fans, kind of one of the bonds that we have. Jim loves Norm. I was a fan of Norm's as long as I can remember. Eric, our producer, is a big Norm guy. And when I first heard that Norm had passed, one of the first people I had to text message was our sports guy from Global News Radio, Devin Peacock. Because, Dev, I know you were borderline obsessed with Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, I was shocked when I heard the news. I saw him live twice, once in London, once in Hamilton, and I wish I saw him so many more times. We need more Norm MacDonalds. Norm had cancer for 9 years, didn't tell a soul or virtually anybody. We're in a pandemic right now. How many people are complaining about their situation? And that is sort of what defines them. Norm had cancer. He did it on his own, handled it on his own, didn't complain, lived his life. Norm MacDonald didn't care what people thought of him. He just went out and did his thing. So many people are so worried about what other people think about themselves. And we need to be in a place where you can say the wrong thing. And Norm MacDonald said the wrong thing a lot. And it doesn't define you as a person, where you can say the wrong thing and then move past it and people forget it and just go on and live their life so you can live your life. So we need more Norms in that way as well. The world would be so much better off if we had more Norm MacDonalds, and sadly we have one less, and we have lost the best Norm MacDonald.
Apologies to any other Norm MacDonalds who might be listening.
Norman MacDonald from Tilsonburg. He's going to be like, what about me?
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news.
Too bad that you're not as smart as you thought you were.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
There's a real stream of consciousness thing happening here, Norm.
Yeah, it's called conversation.
Mr. Reynolds, it's still your board.
Yeah, well, why don't you give me 8 tit for 200?
It's not 8 tit.
And in a related story, this week marked the 5,000th performance of the Broadway musical Cats. It also marked the 5,000th time a guy turned to his wife and said, "What the hell is this?"
That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
I would tell about my wife, what a battle axe. She's supposed to be my life partner. I look in the mirror the other day and I says, "Honey, I look in the mirror and all I see is a fat, ugly old man. And I need you to give me a compliment." She says, "All right then, your eyesight is damn near perfect." I said, "You dirty dog."
Mr. Reynolds, what are you doing?
Yeah, I found this backstage, Jeff. Oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Shared it. It's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
I see that. Get back to your podium.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if the cancer dies, if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss. That's a draw. That's a, you know what I mean?
Want to give a kudos to our colleagues at Global News out in British Columbia. There's a clip that's making the rounds. People are really appreciating Neetu Garcia. She's a journalist with Global News, and she was sitting down with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and there was a bit of an exchange that Justin seemed to be a little bothered by at the end of their interview.
All right, Mr. Trudeau, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much again for your time.
This is an election on big things that we didn't get to talk about.
We didn't talk about
the pandemic. We didn't talk about climate change. These are the decisions people are taking. This is what people care about in BC.
Mr. Trudeau, what people care about is among many things, reconciliation. And that's why that was among the top questions that I've asked you today. We have run the debate. We have run major news conferences that you have held throughout the campaign. Our colleagues across the country have asked for opportunities to interview you and ask a range of topics, and you've denied their request. This is likely, from what we understand,
listen,
the only
opportunity. I'm excited to continue talking to British Columbians about climate change and about ending this pandemic for good and about the important choice BCers and all Canadians need to make on how we move forward.
Great. Thank you very much again for your time.
Thank you.
Classy slam.
Yeah, that was good. She handled that amazingly.
I don't know. It's tough to be in that situation. You know, we've had interviews. Just when any interview is going long and you know you got to move on and you have a guest who keeps talking and talking, you're trying to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
It can be stressful as a host. But then you add in there the prime minister of the country.
And the smugness.
A little bit of smug in there. You got to be impartial. You're trying to do your job unbiasedly, reporting on the election. You know, you'd love to. Trudeau did show some emotion there. He's like, oh, when she.
Which you kind of owned him a little bit.
Yeah, like it just bothers me. The fact that they get questions beforehand, or sometimes politicians won't go into interviews unless they know what is going to be discussed or asked.
Yeah,
I want them to show up, and this is all politicians. They'll all do this.
Uh-huh.
I want them to show up with no idea what the questions are, and I want to hear them think on their feet because.
Yeah, what do you truly believe? Like, you know, it's easy to write something down and memorize it.
When you're not prepared, that's mm-hmm. when the truth comes out. So obviously, he had the stock answers ready to go for the topics he wanted to talk about, and. Little glisten of sweat on the forehead out in the Global News studios in British Columbia the other day for Justin. Wrapping her up on Monday, big election across the country. And if you want to stay up to date with what's going on the campaign trail, you know you can trust our friends at globalnews.ca. Jim, you wanted to give a shout out to a couple of guys.
Yeah, a couple of guys I ran into yesterday working outside of my house. Dean and George, L82 Construction, they're ripping up the street in front of my house right now.
So this isn't something that is being done by choice. This is your road is being worked on.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty major project?
Yeah, it's the whole, like, I don't know how long the road is, but at least almost a kilometer in the suburbs, basically. So it's
been tearing up pipe and stuff.
Yeah, all new plumbing. We got the letter in the mail the other day, or like, you know, a couple months ago, that was saying the road is going to be ripped up and it's going to be gone until December, I think. So it's one of those things where there's gravel on the road for a while here. And slightly inconvenient, but it's got to be done.
Do you feel like a VIP, though, when you see that local traffic only sign?
Oh, yeah.
And you get to go around it because you know your house is just down there?
Yeah, yeah. And you know that if anybody else tries to follow you, I'm calling the bylaw officers or something. Actually, I'm actually really upset because remember last year when I had that big debacle over the tree in front of my house?
Yeah, you were wondering if a tree that needed to come down was on city property.
Yeah.
You were hoping it was because then the city would have to come and pay for it to be cut down instead of you paying for it.
And the city had archived it as a city tree. We went back and forth. They reneged on the deal, said, no, it was my tree, so I had to pay for it to come down. And
how much did it cost you, like $1,000?
It cost $1,500. And now they flagged around the tree. They put these, and I think they're ripping out the stump that I left in there anyway. So if I would have just left it up for another year, it would have got taken down. I don't know if that's happening, but that's what I'm assuming is going on. But anyway, these guys were busy. And actually, I ran into Dean. This is the second time I saw him. He recognized me. I was walking my dogs. He's like, hey, I met you at Anthony Jeselnik. You're Jim from the radio. So I had a chat with these boys. George was petting my dogs. Good guys. Actually, but I will say it's a little loud outside my house right now. I was sitting in my office and I was like, I got to record just how loud this is here.
This window's closed.
This is windows closed?
Yeah. That's not a jackhammer or a rivet bust or anything like that. That is my closet shaking. So it's like
that's
my
the foundation of your house.
That's a bit much. But it is what it is.
Yeah, good luck trying to take your afternoon nap there, sunshine.
Honestly, I think it might be soothing to me. It reminds me, I took a nap yesterday and it was soothing. It was like, I used to work construction and every once in a while you'd go in the the work trailer to grab a tool halfway through the day. Maybe you're drinking the night before. You see a tarp laying in the corner. You're like, I could just fall asleep on that tarp, that bag of insulation so easily right now. And that's kind of what it felt like yesterday.
Oh, good. You feel right at home. It's like napping in the work truck.
Exactly. I was vibrated to sleep.
Wow. Just jiggling that old prostate around, hey, buddy? I was wondering why you've been smiling the past couple days here.
It was a good nap.
Norm MacDonald passed away at age 61, and he liked to let it ride. Bit of a gambler, Norm. Notorious for playing cards. He loved the craps as well. He actually talked about his gambling in his book, based on a true story, not a memoir. And I want to read a little excerpt here. This is from the chapter called The Final Chapter. As for my gambling, it's true I lost a few times, but that's because I always took the long shot and it never came in. But I still have some time before I cross that river. And if you're at the table and you're rolling them bones, there's no money in playing it safe. You have to take all your chips and put them on double six and watch as every eye goes to you. And then those red dice doing their wild dance in freezing time before finding the cruel green felt. I've been lucky. Jim, you spoke with Mark Breslin, who's the founder of Yuck Yucks, and you were talking about some of the big names that have come from Yuck Yucks careers that have been started in that comedy club here in Canada. And Norm MacDonald was one guy that Mark wanted to talk about with you. And do you have that audio here ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he was an incredibly private guy. He didn't hang out with a lot of comics. And I remember actually we used to go on these Vegas trips, all the comics, and Norm came on the first trip. He'd never been to Vegas before. In fact, he'd never been in a casino before. And it was the beginning of his gambling addiction.
Uh-oh.
And when we were taking the plane home, which was a charter, we couldn't find Norm. And the plane was actually late because somebody had to run back to the casino, grab Norm off the tables, who had not slept in 2 days, and get on the plane before the plane took off.
You're kidding.
No. Why would I kid about that?
Obviously not. Because, you know, there's all the stories about him gambling, chucking thousands of dollars off a bridge into the water.
Well, I saw it the first time it happened. So, because this was the days when they didn't have casinos in Canada, remember.
Wow, way to go, Mark Breslin. But Norm loved it, and you know, that's the message: is you can't win if you don't play.
Sure.
And he definitely played his entire life. Here's another excerpt from his book. Norm MacDonald says, "When I was a boy, I was sure I'd never make it past Moose Creek, Ontario, Canada. But I've been all over this world, except for Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America. Oh, and Antarctica. But that's really splitting hairs. I mean, how many people have ever been to Antarctica? I never expected to be any more than a common laborer, and I would have considered myself lucky to have achieved that. But I was blessed with so much more. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I have been for over a quarter of a century. I've performed thousands of hours, from a small club in Ottawa, Ontario, all the way to a small club in Edmonton, Alberta." We are going to miss Norm MacDonald, who has passed away at age 61.
Well, I see by a clock on the wall that it's time to bid you one and all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Bigger.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, mon vieux.
Au revoir, prochain.
Goodbye. Until we meet again.
This is Taz and Jim.
I want to see you peacock.
Time for sports. We're joined by Devin Peacock from Global News Radio. And Dev, you want to talk about some hot three-way action? Ooh.
Yeah.
This should be good.
Who doesn't love a little thruple? Because that's what the Blue Jays are in right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, of course, with Boston and New York. The Blue Jays lost yesterday and both New York and Boston won. So Toronto, New York, and Boston are now in a three-way wild card tie in the AL wild card race. Now, right now, in terms of the standings, it's New York and Toronto with Boston on the outside looking in based on some of the tiebreakers. But there's still a lot to be decided. But this is going to be, you know, we knew it was going to be tight. This is going to be even tighter than I think maybe people appreciated. This is going to go right down to the wire.
Nothing like a tight three-way. The tighter, the better, I say.
You don't know what gaps you're going into.
Hey, if you've been watching the Jays broadcast, you may have noticed something a little strange. Dev did, and you've done your research. What's going on?
Yeah, so sometimes it's, last night it was Dan Shulman and Pat Tabler. Sometimes it is Buck Martinez and Tabler. Sometimes it's Shulman and Martinez.
In the broadcast booth.
In the broadcast booth on the TV side. And people are wondering what's going on here. Well, the Toronto Sun has reported that Buck Martinez is not double vaccinated, may not even be vaccinated at all, and as such cannot enter Canada. Pat Tabler has been going back and forth between Toronto and his home base in Cincinnati to call games, and sometimes he's on the road depending on where they are. So he can go back and forth freely, but Martinez can't. So if you're wondering why they have all these different combos, that's why.
Wow, so they're doing a little swapping.
Yeah, we've got some swapping going on, you know.
Oh, he doesn't have a bat, but he's sure a bit of a swinger.
Everyone needs to, you know, keep it, you know, a little action going in the broadcast booth.
There is nothing sexier than the prospect of the Blue Jays making the playoffs.
That's true.
Thanks, Dev. Looking at the forecast here for the next 5 or 6 days, no rain expected. Nothing but sunshine and highs in the mid-20s. I'm a little disappointed it's not going to rain.
Why is that?
Well, my 2-year-old daughter, she's got a limited vocabulary, but she has picked up a couple words here and there. And my wife is from Ukraine, so my wife speaks Ukrainian to her, and some of the words she knows are Ukrainian words. She doesn't know the English word for some things, but she does know the Ukrainian word. She knows the Ukrainian word for rain, which is douche. So, anytime it's overcast and the skies are threatening, my little 2-year-old daughter Amelia, with her blonde curly hair and her big blue eyes, will run over to the window and she'll point and she'll start shouting, douche! Douche! Douche!
Oh, that's awkward.
Just makes me laugh. Daddy, douche. Yeah, I've been called that before.
Oh, outside. Oh, okay. That'd be funny if you're walking by like a group of like frat boys, you know, by the university
douche,
or something like
douche.
That starts raining. Daddy gets in a fight.
Well, we were driving in the car the other day, and my son, the same thing. That's when it's about to rain, he says the Ukrainian phrase. And it started to trickle down, and my son looks up and he goes, "Oh, Daddy, I hate douches." And I said, "Well, I hate them too, bud, but you're going to have to deal with them for the rest of your life, so you might as well get used to it."
Yeah, could be a coworker, maybe one of your friends. It's douching cats and dogs out here, Dad.
Yeah, well, no douches for the next 5 days or so. Nothing but sunshine.
I want to see you peacock, cock, cock, you peacock, cock, you peacock.
It's sports time. We are joined by our sports guy from Global News Radio. Devin Peacock is here. And obviously the biggest sports story of the week so far is the MMA fight that almost happened at the MTV Video Music Awards on the red carpet between Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly. Dev, we haven't got your thoughts on this yet.
I'm just so tired of Conor McGregor. He's turned into basically a sideshow at this point. Like, he's not known for winning. He did participate in UFC 264 back in July. He broke his leg. The picture of him, you know, with his fist raised at Machine Gun Kelly is just classic Conor McGregor these days, where he's known as, like, he might as well be the clown at the circus rather than, participating
in it. Oh, snap.
It's just
if he hears that, he's throwing a drink at you, bud.
You're right, though, Dev. It was fun when he was winning, like, because he was talking smack and he was backing it up. But now it's like
sad.
Now he's like the guy from the Monty Python movie, Holy Grail, where they cut off his leg and he's like, "That's nothing. That's just a scratch." He's got no arms, no legs left, and he's still talking.
He's the Black
smack.
Knight.
Yeah.
I wish he would just take the time and rehab and come back like gangbusters and just, you know, just destroy somebody so he can beat that Conor McGregor, not this Conor McGregor who just completely bores me.
Instead of the drunk at the end of the bar at 2 a.m. challenging everyone to a fight and people just walking past him saying, "Okay, buddy."
Sad.
Yeah, he's not even worth the fight. It's just, who cares?
But having said that, I would like to see him fight Jake Paul, honestly.
Or Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, that will get him back into my good books.
If I get to see Megan Fox, then sure, why not?
Thank you very much for checking out the Taz and Jim podcast. If you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, live on the radio, you can do that on FM 96 in London or Y108 in Hamilton, weekday mornings from 5:30 until 9:30. Or subscribe, keep downloading the podcasts, and we'll keep talking.